Last Friday night at a hockey rink in Norfolk, Virginia, 8-year-old Elizabeth Hughes took a microphone and walked out onto the ice. She was there to sing the national anthem. With that voice, clear as a bell, she made it through most of the song. The mic suddenly cut out. There was a cackle of laughter, but just one, because here's what happened next. Eight-year-old Elizabeth Hughes was surrounded by a symphony of voices, and she joins us now. What a beautiful voice you have, and what a wonderful experience.
Thank you.
What do you remember thinking when that microphone cut out right in the middle of your big number?
I was upset because I didn't get to sing my high note, and barely anybody probably could hear me, and I was just really disappointed.
Now, you were there to sing the national anthem, which is a pretty big honor. How did you get selected for this?
Well, who told me about this was my dad, and he said, go try out for it. So I did. I auditioned for it. I sent it to the Admirals, and they picked me.
The Admirals are the hockey team down there.
Yeah.
Now, you would notice something for us at the beginning, that you never got to finish the song, and you never got to sing your high note. So I'm wondering if you want to sort of pick up where that microphone left off, and all of the people who are listening to NPR and All Things Considered right now could hear you finish out the song. Do you mind doing that for us?
Yes. Well, no, I don't mind.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you don't mind. Do you need to warm up or anything, or can you launch right into it?
I just have to do my, pitch pipe. 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the
I wish you could hear the applause of millions. Fantastic. Thank you so much. That was 8-year-old Elizabeth Hughes. She's already a beautiful singer, and she is clearly on her way. Elizabeth, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is NPR News.